This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday warned that the next 2 weeks will be the toughest and that there will be a lot of death. Mr. Trump also said the government would be deploying thousands of U.S. military personnel to states to help them deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Joining the president were Vice President Mike Pence, Virus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's foremost infection disease expert. Each stood far apart from one another on the small stage. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday had high words of praise for the way that California Governor Gavin Newsom has responded to him, as well as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, but said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo just can't quite get the words out when it comes to thanking the president for help in New York. Coronavirus-related illnesses have killed 630 people in the last day in New York State. Cuomo said on Saturday it's the grimmest 24 hours yet for the U.S. state hit hardest by the pandemic. The United States has the world's highest number of known COVID cases, the flu-like respiratory disease caused by the coronavirus. More than 300,000 people have tested positive in the United States, and over 8,100 have died, according to a Reuters tally. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that the Chinese government is facilitating a shipment of 1,000 donated ventilators to his state. The move highlights the extreme measures leaders are taking as they try to independently secure enough of the life-saving devices. Cuomo says the U.S. government stockpile of medical supplies will fall short. But, again, President Trump said Saturday that his administration is assessing which areas have the most need and that every decision is meant to save lives. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan is considering increasing the stockpile of Fujifilm Holding Corp's Avigan anti-flu drug during the fiscal year so that it can be used to treat 2 million people. That's according to a planning document seen by Reuters. Local media reported on Sunday that Japan was hoping to triple the production of the drug from current levels, which is enough to treat 700,000 people if used by coronavirus patients. Walmart has announced new social distancing guidelines. The world's largest retailer will be setting up lines for customers to ensure there are no more than five customers for every 1,000 square feet of store craft store. Hobby Lobby is bowing to pressure and closing its stores. Several major U.S. airlines have filed for federal relief grants. Air travel measured Thursday is 90% lower than the same time last year. Even Corona beer is being shut down by the new coronavirus. Most breweries in Mexico suspended operations. And the U.S. gun sales are up 85% higher than this time last year. The Iranian government will launch a smart distancing plan to better fight against the COVID-19 started April 8th, I should say. President Hassan Rouhani said this on Saturday. The distancing plan, which was launched last month, has attained good achievements, according to Rouhani, in a meeting of the national headquarters to fight the novel coronavirus. The next phase of social distancing is smart distancing, specifications of which will be laid out on March 27th. Iran announced the implementation of a one-week social distancing plan, requiring all schools, universities, shopping malls, parks, sports complexes, swimming pools, and entertainment facilities to be closed for the period in order to stop gatherings and avoid unnecessary movements. The plan was later extended to April 8th. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Saturday that he would ask Parliament to extend lockdown measures by 15 days until April 26th. As the rate of new coronavirus infections and deaths slowed again in one of the world's worst-hit countries, in a televised address to the nation, Sanchez said that the current lockdown was beginning to show results, but he did warn that Saturday's extension of the country's state of emergency would not be the last. Sanchez also reiterated his support for the launch of jointly issued debt by Eurozone members as a way to counter the coronavirus economic impact, an idea championed by Spain and Italy, but it was rejected by Germany and other northern EU members. And 11 people were killed and 4 injured in an accidental explosion at a Colombian coal mine. via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.